For decades, retail investors were overlooked and underserved. The rich might have dabbled in trading stocks directly, but most workers earned defined benefit pensions, which kicked any portfolio management decisions regarding their biggest pot of savings to pension funds. The transition to self-directed 401k retirement plans, registered investment advisors and retail brokers, was at first accompanied by wide trading spreads and meaty fees. Then the adoption of new technologies, such as computerized trading and wicked fast marketing algorithms, helped erode spreads. In 2013, Baiju Bhatt and Vlad Tenev, Robin Hood's founders and former employees of market makers, saw that it might be possible for a retail broker to make money by offering consumers commission-free stock trading. It could instead earn revenues through payment for order flow. This is the practice by which a high-frequency market maker pays a broker a cut of the spread it earns from trading in exchange for the broker directing its customers' trades to the market maker. For a time, the big retail brokers ignored the plucky upstart and continued to charge commissions and fees. But by 2019, the writing was on the wall. A quick, brutal price war broke out. Charles Schwab, followed by E-Trade, TD Ameritrade, and eventually the biggest broker of all, Fidelity, succumbed, scrapping their commissions and trading fees. Lower costs for investors are a laudable thing. At Robin Hood's roadshow, Mr. Tenev claimed that his firm helped people buy shares in firms they love and got them excited about investing. By Robin Hood's reckoning, half of all brokerage accounts opened in America since 2015 have been set up on its platform. But the broker has also been at the center of unease about the retail revolution, which peaked during the speculative frenzy in GameStop, a struggling video game retailer, earlier this year. The company's share price spiked from $17 in January to more than $450 2 weeks later. So much of the trading volume came from retail investors, and so much of it was directed through Robin Hood, that the broker was forced to suspend trading in GameStop because it lacked the capital to cover the 2-day lag between its users' trades and their settlement.